Thanks to Chad Parsons for stopping by. Check out Under the Helmet Fantasy. Really good stuff there. Oren, got a question for you before we get to Five True and False. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. Are you a give up on the league if you stink guy?
No, I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that dude. I paid my money, so at this point, I'm just play it out. Not going to be great probably if that happens, but yeah, I'm just going to play it out.
Those guys and gals are the worst types of guys and gals.
The ones who just quit
after
a while.
If you're the give up on the league person, that's just a bad job out of you because you ruin everything for everyone. Because depending
on a bye week, for
yeah,
or weird,
and
just
it
weird
depends
how it
when that happens, and it depends on who's in first at the time. Like you really screw everything up for everybody if you stop competing on a week in week out basis. Carl Dukes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I believe you are calling attention to somebody right now.
Yes, it's been said on these. I'm not breaking news. This has been said on Dukes and Bell numerous times. Carl and Mike were in a league together, and
Carl was like, I'm done.
Carl didn't be so hot. And then he just stopped caring, like so many of us do when our fantasy
just wanted to enjoy his Sundays in a different way.
Yeah, but you know what? You live and you learn. Hey. I don't think he was invited back the next year.
Probably not.
If you're that guy.
Probably
yeah, I'm not either.
Not.
I don't give up on the league even if I stink. I only do one league a year, so I take it personally, and I invest my time in my have you ever been a guy who's done like 4, 5, 6 leagues?
I have been a guy who has done 8 one time, and
8?
I did 8 and I told myself never again.
Like I feel like that would stop being fun at week 2.
It just I don't know what persuaded me to just like I'm going to jump in all these leagues. Yeah. And just keeping up with drafts was bad enough as it is, and then I tried to be the guy like, all right, I'm going to get similar players in all of my leagues. So therefore, I just track everybody kind of the same way. Yeah, that worked for like 3 leagues, and the other leagues it didn't happen. And I don't think I won money in any of them.
That's usually what happens. Our friend Bo Johnson does a lot of leagues, right?
Bo is – I played that song coming into this last segment by Traffic Dear Mr. Fantasy. Bo is our Mr. Fantasy. Like that's the guy who like, – he is – as into it. I think he's in more than 5 this year.
See, that to me, like, explain to me if you're somebody that does that, how that's fun. That's just stress and, like, just cause for mismanagement and just takes up. You know what the bottom line is, Oren? Especially because Bo's such an involved dad with his daughter's softball and all the sports and everything else. Where does he find the time? Where do you find the time, Bo? If you're listening, let me know. I want to know, where do you find the time?
I'm a person who, you know, through learning how to become a better partner in my relationship, I can't be on my phone all the time. I have to be present.
Or just distracted in general.
Just distracted. And being on 7 or 8 different fantasy football teams, I tell you what, those times I was on those teams, it was a lot of time spent looking at my phone screen. So it substantially cuts down the amount of time. And Sundays, too. I don't want to have as much invested in football games I am not that concerned about that have no bearing on my personal fandom as it is. I want to be concerned about the Falcons game. I don't want to be concerned about 18 other things or just – and I realize my fantasy team, like my players are from all different teams, but I don't want to be as just invested in all of that as somebody who has that many teams. I got
well,
2, and that's good
doing,
enough for me.
If you're doing 5 leagues, that means you probably have a player in every game.
Yeah.
I would just about, right?
Or you may have close to a player from every team.
Yeah, something like that as well.
Because that's what, 12 guys, and there's 32 teams in the league, so.
Is the math mathing?
It possibly could be.
It might be. All right, with that said, good stuff, let's get to true and false.
Don't look now, sir, but Bijan is top 20 in the NFL in rushing and receiving yards.
Yeah, I read something like Bijan has more. It was like a thing. It was like Bijan has more receiving yards than, and it was like 8 future Hall of Famers.
Yeah, guys who are currently on my fantasy team, 2 of them right now, as a matter of fact, 1 A.J. Brown.
Oh, boy.
And 1 Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, he has more receiving yards than all of them. Yeah, which is not fun whatsoever. But brings me to question number 1. Bijan gets the double 1,000 this year. Rushing and receiving yards.
Okay. How much do you have his stats in front of you right now?
I do, and I'll even tell you what he's projected as right now. Okay. So as it stands right now, he's got 314 on the ground and 270 receiving. If the season was to go this way right now, he would finish with 1335 on the ground and 1148 receiving. He would have 342 touches.
Oh, that's a lot. But yeah, because you know why, Oren? They need him. That's really what it comes down to. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say he gets 1,000 season, and he has one of the best offensive Falcon seasons in history. Again, just if for nothing else, if this offense is going to live up to its potential, he's going to be a huge part of it. I know they probably don't.
He's going to get touches.
I know they probably don't want him to get that many touches, but so be it.
342.
If Penix isn't amazing, that's only going to give him more. Like, and again, we saw it against the Vikings out of the backfield. Took it 50 yards to the house on a reception. So, yeah, I'm going to say he does it.
All right. Now, I want you to kind of throw out game scripts with this and just kind of look on it as the Falcons and what they want to be offensively. They want to be a balanced offensive football team. You got 2 running backs. We just mentioned Bijan and the season he's getting ready to have. Tyler Algier had another double-digit carry game on Sunday. So out of the 4 games the Falcons have had, I think he's got 2 or 3. He's got 3 double-digit carry games.
And the other game he had, 1.
1. 1 carry.
And that was the game he got blown out in. Coincidence? I think not.
There you go. Tyler has double-digit carries in each game that he's healthy the rest of the season. True or false?
True. Because, again, if you want to take some of the strain off of Bijan, and, again, Joe Patrick mentioned this. We'll play that conversation back for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour if you missed it. Bijan Robinson is like your starter. And to me, Algier is your closer. And that's the way, if you use them successfully, you're going to get the most out of them. So especially if the Falcons can get a couple of leads late in games, you do Bijan to open up the game, and then you do Algier, say that 5 times fast, to close out the game. So I think if the Falcons are winning a game, you can expect to see that formula repeated. And, yes, he gets double-digit carries.
All right. At the beginning of this season, it was announced that, Caleb McGarry was going to have surgery, was going to be out the entire season. Also snuck in there was Storm Norton missing 6 to 8 weeks, also having surgery, being placed on IR, eligible to return. We're going to hit this bye week, it'll be week 5, and then coming into next week afterwards will be week 6. So we'll be on the 6 weeks of the 6 to 8 week timetable for Storm Norton. True or false? He reclaims that right tackle spot after the bye.
False, unless Wilkinson implodes in the next couple of games. He's been good. He had a rough start with a couple of penalties. But why change a good thing if the offense is working? It's not like Storm Norton was the starter. He was the backup. So if it was McGarry coming back, of course he gets his job back. But, I'm going to say, if Wilkinson has a good showing against Buffalo and San Francisco, and then let's say Norton's eligible to return after that, no, he goes back to his regular role as the swing tackle. He'll see action, but he won't be a starter. Wilkinson's earned that right. No Wally Pipp.
No Wally Pipp there. That's fair. Question number 4. So the Falcons right now heading into this bye are 2-2. After the bye, the next 5 games are as follows. You got home versus Buffalo. You go to San Fran for a Sunday night tilt. Back home against Miami. You go to New England. And then you got Indy. And Indy game, I believe, is the one that is overseas.
It is. And it's a 9:30 kickoff.
9:30 kickoff. All right. So those five games, Buffalo at San Fran, Miami at New England, and then Indy. True or false, the Falcons go 4-1 in those games to get that record to 6-3.
No. As positive as I am about
it. I'm just saying, it seems like that's a very winnable stretch of games.
No, it's not. It's the next stretch of games that are winnable, where you get New Orleans and you get the Jets.
New Orleans and Carolina and the Jets, yeah.
Seattle's winnable.
I think after this stretch you get, in consecutive weeks, you get New Orleans, Carolina, and then the Jets. So those next 3 weeks after,
yeah,
but
and that should be
this five right here seems like it's perfectly just
all right. If we're being brutally honest, which we always are in this program, Buffalo's a loss, so you're 2-3. Let's say San Francisco's a win. Okay, so now you're 3-3. Who's next?
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
They're a mess.
That should be a win. So you're 4-3.
New England still does not know what they are yet.
That game's a toss-up. They scored 40 points last week.
Yeah, they did.
Drake May looks good, and Mike Vrabel knows how to coach. And then you get Indy.
It's Daniel Jones, man. Eventually, at some point, it has to stop being good for him, right? Danny Dimes is not going to be Danny Dimes all season.
I think the best they do in that stretch is 3-2.
Really?
Which I think would be a humongous success. I would take that. I would sign. You wouldn't sign up for 3-2 in that stretch right now. I would.
I mean, I'd take over 500, but 4-1 seems realistic to me. A very realistic possibility. Yeah. Wow.
And you've been more down on the Falcons than I have this year, especially with your picks.
I have been, but you know, I'm not trying to buy into the Kool-Aid. But that's just a stretch of the season where I'll get the Mr. Freaky there. No. San Fran, Purdy's kind of – he's not completely healthy right now.
If that game was at home, I'd be 80% more in with you.
It's
not. For me, it's more about that game being on the road.
Kittle still won't be back. They got – all their receivers right now are banged up. Ricky Parasol has like a knee thing, stability wrong with the like MCL or something. Juwan Jennings is banged up. They have so many key injuries right now that the fact that they got 2-3-0 was a surprise in itself. But I mean, just Jacksonville just beat them this weekend. Jacksonville, of all teams. So, I mean, I know the NFL is a week-to-week league, but I
more so this year than I think any year I've ever seen in terms of just inexplicable wins and losses by teams based on their performance the week before.
They're not running the football well with McCaffrey right now. He's been a beast out of the backfield. I mean, you get him in fantasy, catching the football this year, but he's not been great running the football this year.
Yeah, I have McCaffrey and HN. They've been saving my behind week in and week out. I'm more of a 3-2 mode right now. But I get it. I get the optimism there. Hey, I'm here to support it. I just, you know, if I was betting dollars to donuts, I'd say 3-2 is more likely in 4-1. All right, we got one more. Let's hit it.
All righty, sir. This is just sort of a fun one here. The narrative about the pistol will finally go away. True or false?
True. Unless you lay a complete egg versus Buffalo and San Fran. I think we're over it now. We've seen it work. Other teams do it. It's a really convenient narrative, to quote Arthur Smith, to go back to when it's not working. I think for now, as long as the offense continues to function, I think the narrative about the pistol will go by the wayside. But let's see. We're going to hear from Raheem Morris, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Michael Penix when we get back, the sounds from the game and the sounds from early on in the week. We'll see if they talk about the pistol formation, all that and more coming up to start off the 8 o'clock hour on 92.9 The Game.